and welcome to Friends in Your Ears, a podcast where podcaster Kathy Campbell interviews podcasters about their favorite podcasts on a podcast. I am joined today by two incredible people. I have with me Holly Anderson and Sarah Oliver. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi, very nice to be here.
It's so nice to meet you both. I'm so excited that you're here. Holly, if you can go ahead and introduce yourself and let everyone know where they can find you on the internet.
Okay, I am Holly Anderson. I spend most of my time on Twitter. You can find me there at DHS Holly. And it does not stand for the Department of Homeland Security. It's part of my podcasting story, so I'll save it for that. But that's where I am. And my podcast that I do is called Maccessibility, and it's like accessibility with an M, because most of us are visually impaired, and we talk about mostly Apple news, but there's some Amazon and different things thrown in there for good measure. And it's a panel podcast every 2 weeks, and we have a lot of fun. And yeah, so that's where I live on the internet most of the time.
Fantastic. I love it. All right, Sarah, what about you?
Well, people can find me on my social media under my name, Sarah Oliver, Sarah without H. But I mainly collaborate with the Multipod podcast. That's why I started diving into this world of podcasters. I really loved your intro, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
It seemed like a twisted tongue.
Yes.
Yeah, people can check on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever they want. I also have I do art, and I have a website under saraholivergv.com. And I collaborate with the Multipod podcast. And also, there is a really good podcast I help promote that I will talk later about, that is called the RTN podcast.
Perfect. I'm super excited to hear more about that. But first, let's hear more about Holly and how you started listening to podcasts and what were some of the first ones that you found.
Well, I actually am pretty old school. I go back to about 2005 when podcasts first kind of got started. A friend of mine had told a group of us about it on a phone conference one day, and so I decided to check him out because it seemed like it was kind of cool. And so I started listening to, way back at the beginning, like the Daily Source Code, which I don't think is even a thing anymore. A lot of the ones that I started out listening to, I don't listen to them anymore. I don't know if they still are in existence. I actually listened to a lot of the Twit network. They still exist, obviously. And a show called The Dawn and Drew Show, which, again, I don't know. I should have checked to see if any of these are still in existence.
That's okay. If we have links, they will be in the show notes. And this is your history story. It doesn't matter if they're still present. This is what you started with.
Okay. So a bunch of like the old school, they were a little bit looser back then. Like podcasts were maybe not as produced as they maybe are now. And so I kind of still gear towards that style of podcast. I like the lighter ones, the ones that aren't quite as formal. I think because I was so into it from the beginning. I go way back. 2005.
That's fantastic. I love the history of somebody starting and where they began and what shows they found. And so, Sarah, I'd love to hear your story.
Wow, like 2005, I don't think at that time I didn't even know that podcasts were something. I'm not that old school, but I started listening. I started listening to podcasts when I was living in the US in Boston as an MFA student, because I had a lot of time, I don't know, when I was commuting or just walking to the university. I thought it was like a very nice way of learning about other things on the go. Mm-hmm. And finding inspiration without needing to look at the screen. And then you realize about the power of voice and how voice actually fits in much of our routines, and we can alternate listening to something while we do things. So I thought it was a great way of multitasking in a way.
I like the audio aspect of it too, because I'm forever listening to podcasts while I'm cleaning or while I'm doing housework or whatever. So it's nice to have something to do while you're doing those mundane tasks. And video podcasts, you can't put them on in the background as easily. So I've always kind of navigated for, well, for obvious reasons, towards video or audio podcasts. Sorry.
Yeah, for sure. And it's nice to feel like you're being productive when you're like, maybe you're a little bit lonely while you're doing the dishes or you're walking the dog by yourself, and having those voices in your ears while you're able to, you know, be aware of your surroundings and whatnot, and able to use your hands for other things and concentrate on not dropping the plates. You're able to have that connection with another human being, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, especially now when everyone's so isolated because of the pandemic and everything. And
yeah.
Yep.
We're recording this in 2020, just in case you guys are wondering.
Yes, yes, this is being recorded September 14th, 2020. Yes, with all that that means. All right.
I guess that just hearing by 2020, it just makes you laugh if you don't want to cry or something like
yes.
that. It just makes
That's
you
right.
think about
True.
All the crazy stuff that are going on.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
So it's nice to get a little breathe. But I guess I was just thinking that podcast at the end is just an extension of radio, and radio has been here for a really long time, but it's really nice now how you can really, it's like the a la carte thing, right? That where you can just choose whatever you want to listen to.
Yeah.
And that makes culture much, much broader and people more, I guess, more different, because at the end they are all getting different content. And before, we were all listening to the same thing, and it's creating a lot of opportunities for creativity, creation, culture, knowledge, I guess.
Yeah, you get to hear other voices that you normally maybe wouldn't easily have access to, which allows you to learn things in an easy way to manage it. Like how you said, a la carte was absolutely incredible. And I really want you to say it again, because it sounded so cool in my ears. And I'm like, okay, that makes me like that soothed my soul in a very strange way. Because it's like, okay, there's still this journey in life, even though we're, you know, stuck in our houses a lot, especially I'm in Oregon, and right now we have a lot of wildfires. And so our air quality is ranging between 300 and 400, which if you aren't aware of what that means, basically it's extremely hazardous. So we're even extra staying inside. And so I get to go on a little bit of a journey, a little bit of a travel when I get to listen to new people that I've just met say really cool words. So thank you for that.
And I think it's interesting too, because it lets you get exposed to points of view and people's lives that you wouldn't necessarily be exposed to. Like some people, you know, different voices that you may not in your daily life encounter people who are different. So it's kind of a neat way to expose yourself to that aspect as well.
Yeah, but you have to be willing to, because before you just were getting what other people were creating for you, and now you are your own creator. And so I wonder, like, if it's actually, I guess it depends on each other, on one another, and individually, if you want to broaden your perspectives or not.
Yeah.
So I guess it's definitely a great chance for people that do want to do that. But what happens with the people that kind of stay in their own cubicles? I don't know, their own cube. It's how can we make things more broad and open to them?
Yeah, it's hard because it's impossible to force somebody to listen to something that they're not ready to hear. And I think being willing and able to talk about things that maybe are not safe. So being able to have a conversation about blackness in America, not as a black person, but being able to say, hey, this is a conversation or this is a story and words that need to be told. So you need to listen. Being able to like direct people to the voices that are being strong enough to have these conversations when somebody is ready for it, but also when somebody is maybe not fully ready, but letting them know that the information is there so that when they are ready, they can access it. Mm-hmm. It's so important to have the stuff available for everybody so that my mental brain says that everyone can grow and wants to grow. And I guess it's kind of a Pollyanna idea that everyone can become a better person. So I'm going to continue to like hopefully direct that to let it happen.
Well, I'm someone who grew up in a really small town. And so I really didn't have a lot of diversity in my life. And, you know, podcasting was a way that I could really expand my circle and get to know people that were different and, you know, realize it's okay to be different. It's okay, you know, to be someone, you know, and what people who are black in America, what they have to go through. Because, you know, being white and from a small town, I had no idea.
Yeah.
And so, you know, those kinds of things are really important, I think, just for people who may live in a small town and who may want to know and just not have the resources or the, you know, you can't go down the street and visit, you know, your black friends or whatever. You may not have any. So it's an interesting sort of way to expose yourself to that point of view.
Yeah. And allow different opportunities for growth.
Right.
Great. And it's easily to access. It's easy to access from a safe place. All right. So let's move on to the next question then. What made you want to actually start making a podcast? And what was your journey on that?
Well, so I started listening to podcasts late April 2005. By, I think, May 5th, 2005, my boyfriend and I had decided we can do this, and we had produced our first podcast.
So wow.
I was like, not only do I want to make these, I want to listen to them. I want to make them as well. And it was just a really funny transition because we hadn't listened to them for very long, but we were just like, we can do this. We got this. So we did, and we started a show called The Darcy and Holly Show, which is currently on hiatus. We stopped at 99. We didn't even do 100 episodes. We're like,
oh, I know.
It wasn't like planned. We just kind of like started doing other stuff. We both got Mac computers in 2006, so we started a show called Screenless Switchers. And then, because both of us are blind, so Screenless Switchers. And then shortly after that, we sort of transitioned to Mac Accessibility. So we never stopped doing podcasts, but it's like we were like, we want to do a new project now. But we've stuck to Mac Accessibility, I think, since we just did our 200th episode. Like, our last episode was our 200th episode. So wow. That was pretty exciting. And so, yeah, we just decided, like, this will be fun. Let's do this. And so we've been pretty much podcasting since 2005. And that's where the DHS in my Twitter name comes from. It's Darcy and Holly Show.
That's incredible. And what dedication to be doing it, basically podcasting since the inception of podcasting.
Basically, yeah. Except we haven't stuck with one thing. So we've been kind of going between projects.
Yeah, but you still like learn the lessons on, you know, microphone, desired microphone location and what headphones and all of the skills that you learn from the early days of podcasting are all like joined together.
That's true.
Yeah, that's really
Although
great.
I did recently get a new microphone that I haven't really gotten to test much. This is kind of the first podcast I've used it for, so hopefully Ooh. I sound okay.
You sound great. It's fantastic. All right, Sarah, what about you? What made you want to put a microphone in front of your face?
So, well, the thing is that I didn't thought it that much at the beginning because it just came as a necessity. I was working on a research and personal project about the ecosystems of art, and it was mainly interviews, and it was like, okay, what can be the best platform? But and then I realized it was the podcast, and by that time I was starting listening to podcasts. But I never started producing any of those podcasts because I had no idea how to create a podcast before. And I was at the moment, I was already part of the Puri tribe, that is this community of people of multipotentialites that maybe you're familiar already because Vanessa is where I met Vanessa. And then there was this kind of group message that started saying that they why don't we start creating a podcast for the Puri tribe, and it was like, yeah, I will participate, and that way I can learn about it. And I think it's been already 2 years being part of this great group of people that I don't think we could do it without all the help of Vanessa and Ted, the main host of the podcast, because it's just been a journey. I don't even know how to explain it right, and also apologies for my English because I think I'm losing a little bit my fluidity, but hopefully it will be okay.
You're doing great. Yeah. And yeah, I love that podcasting means that you have an excuse to talk to a bunch of different people and you can work on your English.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, definitely. But yes, I think it was great to learn about podcasting and how to create a podcast with them. I didn't felt lonely or even anxious or how do you say, like, overwhelmed by the fact, like, okay, where do I upload them and what kind of tools do I need? And then I realized it was much easier than what I first thought in the beginning. I guess I was just creating barriers to myself to not do it. Probably if you've experienced some sort of happenings, that's probably something that has happened to you too. Like, you want to do something, but then you're telling to your mind that no way, it's too difficult and you cannot do it and blah, blah, blah. And then you find out it was
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes we're our own worst critics for sure.
Yes. Or my problem lately is like, oh, I have this really great idea and I want to do it. And then I look at my schedule and my calendar and like available time and I'm like, would that be the smartest thing for me to do? Probably not. But I can dream about it. Maybe someday.
Yeah. It's like, okay, when I finish this task, and then you never finish that task because, or at least when you finish that task, other task comes first.
The other one. All the time. True. All the time. Ugh, so frustrating. But that's okay. Because this project started as a random thing. I was at the very first PodCon, and someone said, you know, one of the McElroy brothers was talking about how a friend talked to him about podcasts were like having friends in your ears. And it became an idea that I just had to get done. And so I got the Twitter and bought the domain name and started it before the intro like presentation finished. And I just had to get it out. I had to talk to people. And so I think having a project that just fits, that you make fit into your life because you're really excited about and because you're really passionate about it. It's kind of nice to have that kind of that privilege and that availability to be able to make something like this happen. And audience, if you want to make a podcast and you have the availability, you should do it. The lessons that you learn and as you grow over time to like figure it out can be beneficial for the future, not just for your podcast, but other skills that you might use. And so if you have a desire, you should totally make it with no expectations other than learning, and then see where it takes you.
I would definitely say about that, that it's amazing to have conversations with total random people and people that you never met before.
It's true.
It's just, I don't know. It, yeah.
It is true.
It gives like a feeling of fulfillment, or I don't know, you leave the conversation kind of like, huh, I did something different.
It's pretty great. It's pretty, pretty great. And what also is great is, let's talk about what is currently playing in your podcast app of choice. If you were to bring out your phone and start your podcast, pick up wherever you left it off last, what podcast would play?
Right now, I am currently listening to a podcast called You're Wrong About, and it's specifically about the Tuskegee syphilis experiment. You're Wrong About is a podcast where they take something that you may not know very much about, or hardly anything, or you may have wrong conceptions about it, and they break it down. It's two journalists. One works at the Huffington Post, and one of them is writing a book about the Satanic Panic in the 80s, and they are both really great. And this particular podcast is about a study that took place in the 1940s through, I think, the 1960s, and it was, they sort of did syphilis studies on black men, and they didn't know they were part of a study, and they didn't know they were being studied at all, and that they had syphilis necessarily, and they wanted to see if late-stage syphilis would cause problems with your brain if you, like, they basically wanted to prove that, like, black people's brains were different because they react differently to syphilis. It was very, very, really just light listening for a Monday morning.
Yeah, nice and happy, positive, upbeat. Oh my goodness. Yeah, this episode is actually next in my queue. And I'm excited and nervous to listen to it. I love both hosts of this show so very much. And I love the lessons that I get to learn and questions that I get to ask, and it's really helped, like, kind of adjust my way of thinking in a lot of different ways and a lot of things that I've learned in the past. And I highly, highly recommend it. I swear we don't just talk about You're Wrong About on every episode of this show, but it kind of ends up that way. So if you're not listening to it, I highly recommend it.
You should be. Yes.
Yes.
Great.
All right, Sarah, what about you? What are you listening to right this second if you were to hit play?
Well, I'm actually, I'm listening to the RTN podcast. And it's not only because I help the people that produce it with their social media, but because I actually really find it really interesting. And there are interviews about creative people, artists, and people that work in creative industries, trying to bring a different perspective about art and how this perspective can help entrepreneurs and business-minded people. So it's trying to bring a shift, a mind shift in all of us that not necessarily are related with art and culture, and is trying to demystify this idea that art is an object, right? And instead of a mindset. Yeah, I like this kind of podcasts that are interviews, and really deep in interviews about specific topics, or even just, there is one that I really, really love that is called the Parabola podcast, and it's from, there are extract essays from this magazine, and it's about spiritual stories and not necessarily related with any religion, but just kind of like inner stories about exploration, the human condition.
I love that. Yeah, I love how intimate and personal podcasts can be. or how wide ranging and like societally affecting they can be too. Like there's no limit on what you can do a podcast on. And that's something really special about this media that allows that opportunity to be whatever you want it to be. And there's probably somebody that wants to listen to it.
It's true. Yep. That's true.
All right. We are down to the final podcast related question before we get to the bonus. And that major question is, what is your favorite podcast and why do you love it so much? And yes, you may give more than one answer. I know it's difficult.
So this is the big question, right?
Yes.
So this one was hard for me because I have a lot. So one of them is the SNL Nerd podcast, and it's by two guys who live in New Jersey, I think. And they're two comedians, and if Saturday Night Live is on, they'll talk about that week's episode, or they will talk about a movie that a cast member has been in, or a less likely a TV show, but mostly it's either a movie or a project that they've been involved with. And they've done, you know, because it's been a pandemic since March, they've done a lot of movies. So it's been a little bit unique this last few months, but usually they do Saturday Night Live episodes. And I really like their humor, and they are just so much fun to listen to their takes on the sketches. And they're a little bit older than like maybe a younger audience. And I guess I'm a little bit older too. So sometimes I feel like I relate to their opinions about things. And so I actually like them. And then another one that I really like is called The Daily Zeitgeist. It's a daily podcast, and it goes through the day's news, pop culture news, just what's happening in the world of everything, like pop culture, of politics, of, you know, anything that's kind of in the zeitgeist for that day. And it's Jack O'Brien. He used to work at Cracked. I think he used to be the editor-in-chief of Cracked, and that's where he landed after he left Cracked. And it's a lot of fun too. And the last one I think I'm going to talk about is a podcast called Well Read. And it's a group of comedians, and they're from the South, because I actually am from the South as well. So sometimes that gives you a different perspective on the world. If you're liberal and in the South especially, you kind of have, there aren't very many of us. So it's nice to hear voices that are like yours, that, you know, grew up in the same sort of situation you are, and that are also liberal. So I like that podcast a lot too. It gives me kind of like, I'm not alone in the world.
Yeah. I love the wide range of podcasts that are offered and that are your favorites. You know, we have this Saturday Night Live / movie podcast. And then you've got your daily news, and then you've got Well Read.
They're all a little bit comedic though. The daily one is daily news with like a comedic sort of spin on it. So I guess that's the sort of the common denominator of all three of those. I guess I listen to more comedic podcasts than I realized, but sometimes you just need to laugh, I guess.
Yes. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
Always.
All right, Sarah, what are your favorite podcasts?
So, okay. I'm going to go first with one. It's called You, Technology Plus Identity. And it only has 8 episodes, but I never encountered a podcast like that I was just diving into the whole 8 episodes in a row, because I really was intrigued by all the subjects and how they treated it in terms of like the poetics, the concepts, even the reflection that was embedded in every single episode about our humanity and relationship with the technology it's being developed. I guess that would be my main favorite. But then I will go with one that is called On Being. And it's by Krista Tippett, and she interviews philosophers, historians, academics from all fields, but in relationship with their inner worlds and their vision on how can we be better humans. I guess that's the main thing in all my in all my podcasts. But yes, I guess I really like to kind of be deep in and reflect about the meaning of life. Wow, so heavy. Sorry about that.
That's I love that. And now I'm going to have to add that to my list. That's the hard part about this show is that I usually come out with more podcasts in my queue. which is a good problem to have, except there's not enough hours in the day.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
And
though.
You actually have you to produce your own.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they have to put that in there somewhere too. So
yes.
See, my podcasts were all like, haha, and so we have a mix of. Philosophical ones, and if you want to laugh after you listen to your philosophy, then you can.
Yeah, it's always it's interesting. One of these days I might like add another question somehow about like what's the quote-unquote most frivolous podcast you listen to versus the most serious podcast and see that wide range. Not that but I'd have to think of the right way to word it because you need levity in life. You need escapism and some relaxation, and there's nothing wrong with any of that. And so trying to figure out how to word that. So I think I'll keep that in my back burner for now. And instead, I will say that it's time for the bonus question. Audience, if you have a question you would like me to ask our guests, just tweet with the hashtag FIYE bonus. That's fire! Bonus. And this episode's question is, if you were immortal for 24 hours, what would you do?
See, you can't study for these questions.
I know. It's an emotional reaction and answer.
Immortal for 24 hours. And like you can't get hurt or
yeah.
If you get hurt. Okay.
So you won't die. You can't get injured. You know, you're bulletproof, et cetera, et cetera.
I think I might go skydiving because I'm terrified to go skydiving, but I think it might be fun at the same time. And if I couldn't get hurt, then I wouldn't have to worry about, like, my parachute not deploying or,
right.
I don't know. That's really boring and not very, like, altruistic, though.
Well, would you do it for, like, would you just keep skydiving for 24 hours? Or,
no.
Like, what,
no.
What else would you do? There's so many options.
And maybe also I would, I don't know. I feel like I should do something like altruistic with that, but I can't think of what it would be. Like, I'd also like to drive a car. So
there you go.
Which I can't do now for obvious reasons. So. But then you'd hurt other people. So, but maybe like on a track where there's no.
Oh, there you
which
go.
Which I can actually, I guess you can do that now, but I don't know. I'm not very good at this. I am fail at this question.
That, no, you did not fail in this question. You did great. Absolutely great.
Actually, the first thing that came to my mind was free falling to like skydiving, like just jumping out of like, hopefully from space, just going out of space. And
oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool, too. Or go to space, even. Like, I would like to go to space, period.
Yeah, right?
That'd be cool.
Experiencing something bodily. Like, if nothing can happen to you, like, I don't know, like, just something, yeah, like, not having gravity or something
yeah.
like that.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Oh, those are good answers.
See, that's the answer.
Both of you had great answers. Oh, gosh, I don't know if I could... Okay, I probably would. See, I don't even know if even with the ability to like not die, I don't know if I'd still skydive. I'm such a chicken. I like the idea of going to space, though. I think I would want to go to space, but that might take a little bit more than
24 hours.
Yeah, 24 yeah. hours to get fully prepped for it. But of course, this is a completely none of this is going to happen. So yeah, we'll say I'm going to space.
We can all go into space together.
Yeah, there we go. We'll have a big party. All three of us are immortal and we'll go to space. Perfect. Yes. Yeah. It's a date.
Sounds good to me.
Awesome. Well, thank you both for answering those questions so perfectly and all of the questions before that as well. And thank you, audience, for listening to this episode of Friends in Your Ears. You can find us online at friendsinyourears.com or on Twitter at Friends in Ears. You can find Holly at DHS Holly and Sarah is at Sarah Oliver GV and I am at Mrs. Soup. Thank you again so much and I hope you all have the most amazing day.